Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in St. Anthony, North Dakota, enjoying a family event. They had Ranch Bronx, Bull Riding, Big Bucks Pro Rodeo Company brought the heat, Mossbrooker Rodeo Company from right here in Mandan brought some bloodlines that were very entertaining. They call them colts, but they're 4 years old and probably the first time they've been in the town. They might have been in the chute a few times, but not much, and they were extremely entertaining. The competition was great. You'll hear a band in the background. They've got tents set up. It's a town of about 18, and Rusty's Saloon and Grill puts on a party. I don't mean maybe. And it's not all just drinking in the band. It's the Ranch Bronc and Bull Riding, vendors going on, kids in the bouncy houses, and Cinch M. Won it all in the Bronc riding. Hello, Cinch. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Randy. How you been?
I've been all right. Tell me your story.
About
where you grew up, how you started riding horses, your family, and where you live, and why are you so good at what you do?
I've been riding horses since I was running in grass, you know. I've been riding on ranches since I was little guy, you know. My old man, he was kind of in and out. He was there with me, helping me, pushing me, charge. He was a big help with me doing this ranch bronc riding. He is the first guy to ever get me going on this, so I mean.
Charge is your brother. Yes. Marty Hebb, 5-time Indian World Champ, is your dad.
Yes,
Cheyenne
sir.
River Sioux Tribe.
Yes, sir.
Minnechongu Lakota.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's a good man. He did a lot in this INFR saddle bronc riding. He's went a long ways in that.
Yes, sir. And Marty Hebb has made a mark in the pros in the circuit system as well. He was in the hunt to qualify for the Wrangler NFR a few times.
Yes, sir. He did. He wanted it pretty bad. He chased it. He got sick the last time he went. He got pretty sick and didn't do as good as he wanted to, but he still pushed it as hard as he wanted to.
He's mentored you well, obviously, riding bucking horses.
Yeah, he has. He's been there in and out when I wanted him to, you know.
What's it like in the culture and the tradition of the middle of South Dakota by Eagle Butte, where you grew up, about cattle,
yeah,
horses, bucking horses?
Oh, you can see a lot of bucking horses down there, a lot of breeding, a lot of wild horses. I mean, from Lances to Joey Wan to all them guys. Even Wally, he's got some good ones coming up here. He's going to be at the NFR here soon.
Yes, sir. Lance Lesmeister. Harlan Gunville started a tradition that his son Glenn carries on ardently. And you can go on with the Harlan Gunville had many horses at the Wrangler NFR. It's just deep.
Yep, and then there's Glenn. Yeah, he was there. He started picking that up, and he's been doing really good on that.
Yes, sir, and the Bronc Riders, wow.
Oh, yeah.
The Knight Boys, keep naming them. C.L. Johnson Riding Bulls.
All the Douchnells. There's some Douchnells that are pretty good.
Jess Knight, Billy Knight, and you know, we could go Long Breaks. Oh, yeah, Pete Long Break. You can't forget Pete and Bud Long Break. All right, riding Bronx and riding Bronx and raising horses is kind of what they do.
Oh, yeah, that's in our blood. We down in Cheyenne, that's all we kind of do, ride bucking horses and ride on some cows here and there.
Well, tell us about the ranch bronc riding life and the tour, and what is the difference between ranch bronc riding and regular bronc riding?
The ranch bronc riding, I get to use two hands, and it's more like wild, and then the saddle bronc's more classy, and you get to just have fun with that, and it's more one-handed, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, you ride a stock saddle, which is a big change. It's kind of like taking a Mercedes or a Harley-Davidson to a motocross track, so you're riding the wrong saddle.
Yep.
But you can hold on. You don't have to mark them out.
Nope. But I've been trying to because it's been setting up my ride, so I've been, every time I mark him out, it just feels like it just feels a little better to get in the front. You know, it's easier type deal.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the technique.
Exactly. Just like a saddle bronc. You just want to just keep them feet rolling. If you get behind, you're going to fall off.
Yes, sir. Can you share with us a little bit about what you've learned and what could help us if we want to be a winner like you?
Well, you got to, it's a lot of dedication. You're going to have to want it. You can't quit in the between. You're going to have to keep trying. It's all about grit.
That's words of our champion, Cinch Hebb, Minnechongu Lakota Cowboy from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, winning it all in St. Anthony, North Dakota. Just right. God bless you, partner.
I hope. Duck, yes, say.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.